Hey, this is Molly Cox, tight end for the Indianapolis Colts, and you're listening to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in. The Fantasy Footballers, Jason Moore, Mike Wright, Andy Holloway back with you. Wednesday, December 30th. The clock is running out on 2020.
Woo-hoo!
And the fantasy football season.
No.
In the middle of week 17 analysis, which is really the best kind. So predictable. So much fun deciding if players will play through the entirety of a game. But we're here for you. And really, that's always. We're a year-round fantasy football podcast, so we are with you through week 17. We're with you after the season. Somebody messaged this morning and asked, is all of our off-season content, you know, dynasty related? And the answer is really no, it's not. There is some dynasty mixed in. All of your, you know, mailbag and questions are very oftentimes oriented to keeper and dynasty leagues because those are the leagues active during the off-season.
And a lot of off-season talk. Really, what you're talking about for redraft is 100% the same stuff you're talking about for dynasty. You're talking about free agent moves. You're talking about rookie prospects. In the offseason, it's almost one and the same.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we do a lot of reflecting on the year. We have the Truth Series. We have the awards coming out. And we have a lot of shows that are just, we have strategy shows as well, talking about how you think about fantasy football. We got word yesterday, the final results on the Fantasy Pros accuracy stuff came out, and congratulations to Pat Fitzmaurice for finishing number one on that. Really proud of our team here. Mm-hmm. In the last 4 years, we've been able to put together a level of consistency on the accuracy side that I think we're all really, really proud of. But that's really, it's a little overrated. I'm going to just say it.
It's true. It's true.
It's overrated because there's so much nuance.
And I mean, we're top 10, 4 years in a row.
4 years in a row.
Totally overrated.
Overrated because your league, this show pounds it into your head all year long about how contextual your decision is. Do you need to score more this week? Are you the favorite? What is your opponent doing? The waiver wire. Everything's different and contextual to your league. So we'd rather train you how to think about fantasy football so that you can make the decisions that are best for your league.
Teach a man to fish.
Right. So the start sit tool, it's got
and
its
he'll
role.
He'll have disgusting food.
Yeah, you don't like fish, huh?
It's growing on me.
Really?
It's palatable.
Now, start with your adventure into sushi?
Yeah.
Did that open your mind a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I started with the California roll, as all people do.
Because it's the training wheels.
Because it's not really, it's not actually sushi. And you're like, oh, I like this. I like the sauce. All right. And then before you know it, you're slurping down sashimi.
Yeah, baby.
The California roll is absolutely the way that you can feel like you're one of the rest of the people that eat sushi.
One of the cool kids.
So, like, you can go to the restaurant with the friends and be like, yeah, I'm doing it too. And then that's pretty much where I stopped.
At the California roll?
Yeah, and this spicy
crab roll.
Spicy crab. I like crab a lot more.
I mean, do you do a spicy tuna roll?
I have, but I stay with the spicy crab.
I like the sweeter stuff.
I feel like that's a tricycle.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I agree completely. I do not claim to be part of that crew. But anyways, we were talking about fantasy football or something. And
people ask, well, what do you talk about in the off season? Sushi.
All right. We do have a quick question today. Now, this is just confusing, Brooks. This question comes from Dallas in Washington.
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Bonjour?
Bon. We also had this question several places over on Instagram as well, which Instagram.com/fantasyfootballers. When would be a good time to do a dynasty startup draft for 2021? Because we are turning the page here soon.
Oh, man. Everyone wants to say now. Everyone wants to be like, now, now, now. It's so fun. I want to do it. But it would probably be a mistake.
It would.
Because in the next few months, so
you need free
many
agency to shake
things
out.
Will change. You need free agency to shake out at the very least, and probably you want to see what happens in the rookie draft.
Yes.
Right when the rookie draft is done, that's when we usually schedule all of our rookie drafts as well as startup drafts, because at that point, I mean, when you have a startup dynasty draft, it is so much more important than any other draft in any other type of league. You're talking about the next 5 years of your league will be established by that, and it just stinks when it's like you have this draft and you think certain things about players, and then all of a sudden a month later, this player's cut, that player's changing teams, this rookie's added.
Perfect example would be, because everybody's excited, and I understand that. I would want to be able to be making trades. But a perfect example would be what happened with Leonard Fournette this past year, where, you know, he was being drafted in redraft leagues in third round.
Right.
And so in dynasty drafts, you know, that is a potentially wasted dynasty pick. Obviously, he had some here and there value this year, but those situations are pretty crazy. So, by the way, just speaking of that situation, I saw some stats on James Robinson this morning. You know, that's the greatest rookie season ever by an undrafted rookie running back?
Really?
While missing two games.
He played 14 games and ended up with 1,414 total yards. So he shut down for the season, but he is on a team with a negative game script constantly.
And a bad quarterback where you could stack the box.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I will say I love James Robinson. Every time I watched him play, like, this guy is how did the NFL miss so badly on James Robinson?
Like Philip Lindsay.
Right. But Ogunbowale also looked very good this past week. If he looks great again on Sunday, then you're not that you're going to take away from James Robinson,
system,
but you go
running back.
You go, "Whoa, Jacksonville apparently figured out how to run the ball."
They certainly committed to it.
Yeah.
By all measures.
Establish and, it.
But next year, Trevor Lawrence will be the quarterback and James Robinson will be the running back based on what we know today. All right. But yeah, I would follow these guys' advice about delaying so that you get a better lay of the land and then enjoy your startup draft. Enjoy your rookie draft if you do that separately, which, you know, most people do. And it'll be fun. Dynasty's great. It's a great format.
It is.
All right. What else is going on this week, Brooks? We want to let people know what shows are coming up. We've got a New Year's Eve show tomorrow where we are once again megalodoning. Just the way the schedule worked out this year, we won't be releasing a new show on New Year's Day, so we'll have a double dose of Week 17 analysis tomorrow.
Oh, man. The only thing better. And Week 17 is a double dose of Week 17.
You got it. And then we have, when is the footy voting day? Because we got nominations going out for the footy awards.
Yeah, nominations will be announced on the Tuesday episode. And right when that gets published, the voting is open.
And I know you're already working towards getting those ballots ready.
Well, it's not just Brooks. There are hundreds of people.
Right. Brooks leads a team of hundreds of footy nomination.
He even utilizes, it was very kind of him, he utilizes his staff from his house.
Yes,
he uses all of his butlers and maids, and they come to work for the footies during this time of year. It's very gracious.
I didn't even know the Downton Abbey, that show, was based on one of his forefathers.
That's right. They filmed it at his house.
Right. Yeah.
So that's amazing.
But yeah, Tuesday on socials, on the show. Get ready to vote on Tuesday because then the winners are announced on the Thursday episode.
It's so nice. He's so humble. He doesn't want to talk about his wealth. He lets us talk about it, but then he focuses on the show.
Yeah.
So, Footy Awards coming up soon. Let's do some buy-sell.
Buy or Sell, presented by Pristine Auction.
All righty. Week 17, buy or sell. The best kind. Can I sell week 17? Is that just an option?
You can.
You can, yeah.
Just the week?
Yep.
How much does that go for on the open market?
Not much.
Not much. Jalen Hurts against Washington this week. Buy or sell 325 total yards. Mm. So we're not talking passing yards. We're talking total yards, rushing, passing. Washington's a good defense. Certainly better than Arizona and Dallas, where he put up over 400 total yards.
Washington's allowing only around 300 total yards. So it's going to be very difficult for Jalen Hurts to get 325 total yards.
I'm selling.
You're selling that he will not get to that number.
Correct.
Yeah, Washington is good.
Washington's very good. I'm going to buy, and here's why. Washington's defense is good. I am not taking anything away or denigrating what they've done, but when you look at the total amount of yards that they give up and you look at their schedule, obviously they are in the NFC East, so they've been they never played the Dak Broncos the Dak Cowboys version. They've played, you know, some poor offenses.
Sure.
Recently, you know, they played against Pittsburgh while they were reeling and whatever's going on with Big Ben and, you know, Cincinnati without Burrow. So it is one of those where I think the defense is good, but the yardage totals are a little deflated. So I'm going to say that Jalen Hurts gets it done. 325 total yards.
Whew, 325. So over the past couple of weeks, he has surpassed that with just passing yardage. Yeah, I'm gonna buy it as well. I buy Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. I buy his ability. I think he's gonna be a special player.
What did you think of his performance last week?
The turnovers were the problem. Like, that's where the rookie came out. Yeah, you know, in the turnovers. If he could have figured out how to not turn the ball over, it would have been a much different situation. The Philadelphia Eagles would still be in the playoff hunt. Unfortunately, there was a mini meltdown there at the end of the game. So it was not what you were hoping for, but you could still see the flashes and you could still see him being the future of the Eagles.
We were real close to a devastating performance from Jalen Hurts last week for fantasy, mm-hmm. because one 81-yard touchdown pass to DeSean Jackson was his only touchdown pass of the game. We'll see what he does against Washington this week. They're not playing for a spot, but they're playing for some pride.
Oh, and
he's
playing,
a rookie.
If they beat Washington, they knock them out.
Yes.
So this is not just a pride against a divisional rival. This is actually, you're playing playoff spoiler against your division rival.
Kenyon Drake, does he finish as a top 20 running back against the Los Angeles Rams defensive front this week? He has hit that mark in four of the past six games. One of them was against the Rams previously. His average finish over the last 7 weeks is RB20, so I imagine that's where Brooks got that line. This week I will buy that, yeah. I will buy a top 20 finish from Kenyon Drake. Chase Edmonds has been banged up. Drake gets a lot of unnecessary work around the goal line. Not unnecessary, because he does succeed, but they certainly love running it right up the middle.
I mean, what's the analogy, the old antidote, the blind squirrel?
Yeah.
Even the blind squirrel can get it done, and Kenyon Drake on the goal line, when he spiked the ball this past week, after trying 50 times at the goal line to get in, then he spikes the ball like he has triumphantly done something great.
It bothered you?
That crap out of my face. You barely got in, and you had been stuffed so many times before that. It is needless. Stop running Kenyon Drake up the middle on the goal line. It is infuriating.
Kenyon Drake is 10 for 26, 18 for 45 the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it is absolutely infuriating, the play calling, the utilization. But for fantasy purposes, it gets the job done. In fact, over the last 11 weeks, there have only been two games where he finished outside the top 25. So I think top 20, I'm going to lock that in. I will buy.
I'm selling it.
Okay. Just figure he doesn't get into the end zone, and that'll take him out of that
running. Yeah, I understand that they will have a backup quarterback, and Cooper Kupp got put on the COVID list. Is that right?
That's right. I believe he will not be there this week.
Right. We don't know if he is positive or if he is a contact, so that I'm not declaring Cooper Kupp out right now, but our offense is up against it. their defense is still good.
Yes.
And this is win and get in. I'm betting against Kenyon Drake against the Rams.
Kenyon Drake on the season, if it were to end today, is the running back 14. He has a chance to hit 1,000 yards for the first time in his career. And this would be his best fantasy finish, even though his stretch run last year was much better than what he's done this year as a whole. It is just speaking to his whole season, he's been pretty good. It is interesting to see his snap percentage in that beautiful, beautiful time last year. Mm-hmm. Was up at 70%, and this year it's back at 54%. And the passing game work is what's held him back from being a top five, top six type of player. Corey Davis at Houston. Is he a top 20 wide receiver against that invisible Houston secondary?
Mm.
How much will he redeem himself after cooking up a Christmas goose in Green Bay?
Oh.
Two targets, 5.3 targets over the past eight games. Been very boom bust. I'm actually going to buy it.
Ooh.
You know I'm not an apologist for Corey Davis. But
you're not.
I watched that whole Green Bay game, and you know the blizzard played a part, but it really almost distracted you from what actually happened on the field, which is Jaire Alexander stays on the left side of the field. Corey Davis, more often than not, lined up on the right side of the field with A.J. Brown out on the left. Jaire got more Corey Davis. They avoided Jaire, and the rest is history.
Yeah, and I watched the Houston Texans game last week. So I will also buy because, goodness gracious, they are so giving in this holiday season. I will buy Corey Davis top 20.
And I will sell simply based on Derrick Henry, the Yeti.
Oh, he's going to have a good time.
Yeah, he's gonna have a very fun week.
Will that be a knife twist, though, for what happened last week? I mean, that'll be very painful unless you are actually in a Week 17 title game to have him do what he's going to do.
Yes.
All right, that was Buy or Sell from our friends at Pristine Auction. PristineAuction.com is the absolute best place to get sports memorabilia, autographed, authenticated, the best in the business. And we've known that for the last 4-5 years now. Use the code BALLERS, get a $10 credit over there for your first sports memorabilia purchase.
News and notes from around the league.
All right, news for Week 17. The Rams have placed Cooper Kupp on the reserve COVID list and Daryl Henderson on the IR. They already are going to be without Jared Goff, and this is setting up to just be humiliating for us as Cardinal fans.
Yeah, we all know what's happening. The Cardinals will lose to the Rams defense. Speaking further on Cooper Kupp, you're right, Mike. He is not officially tested positive that we know of. So his timeline would allow him to return, just not practice if he's a close contact and continues to test negative.
So there's the chance that he is out there, but we have to follow the news on that. All right, Mason Rudolph will start at quarterback for Pittsburgh in Week 17 against the Browns. So
it's a big deal.
Say goodbye, Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster, Chase Claypool, confidence.
Yeah, you're losing 100% of confidence in all of those players, but you're also losing confidence in the Buffalo Bills because now it looks like the expectation is that the Cleveland Browns should be able to win this game, and that gives more reason for the Buffalo Bills, who are locked into their position, should that happen, to say, yeah, let's maybe rest our starters. We saw what happened with Cole Beasley going down at the end of the game. And
just to roll it back for a split second there, the reason that – so Pittsburgh's kind of giving the Browns a chance to win the game. If Pittsburgh loses, that means that the Bills don't need to win to secure the 2 seed.
Correct.
And therefore, they may be less incentivized. Beasley's down.
Exactly right. But,
and they play at the same time. So they are both morning games. So this could be a situation of scoreboard watching where Buffalo looks up at halftime and they see that Pittsburgh is down 2 scores against the Browns with Mason Rudolph as the quarterback. And you go, okay, well, Josh Allen, you played a great half. You should sit down. Stephon Diggs, you should sit down. So this creates a really unfortunate, murky situation. Now, in terms of, like, will I still play Diggs and Allen, because they could get it done in a half. I mean, I remember years ago, back when Kirk Cousins was on Washington.
Tom Brady could do it. Why can't you, Josh?
Yeah, when Kirk Cousins was on Washington, and it was, I think it was week 16, Kirk Cousins ended up playing a half, but he still finished as one of the top quarterbacks of the week. So Allen can get it done, but this stinks for if you were locked and loaded to play Allen in your championship
week. It's risky business,
yes,
for
it is.
Sure. Matt Barkley could see a lot of playing time.
Yeah, I will remind you of Week 17 last year, where Josh Allen was the active starter,
right?
And he played, let's see, 11% of the snaps. He was like one drive done, and you got absolutely jack squat.
Yeah. So McDermott has the history of resting his starting quarterback.
If I had, you're not moving into the Walford tier of quarterbacks, but if I had a guaranteed starter like Derek Carr for an entire game, I'd probably pivot away from Josh Allen this week.
Sure.
Just to give my own advice. Ronald Jones activated. Kyle Rudolph out. Bill Belichick, quote, would imagine Cam Newton starts week 17. We're going through that right now. I wouldn't if I were them. I'd play, sit him and see what you have for a game. Doug Marrone said Mike Glennon's going to start. I would start Josh Allen over Mike Glennon.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Against the Colts, who are playing for a playoff spot.
Okay.
And the Colts are so funny. I don't know if you guys realize this. If
like,
they win,
ha-ha funny?
Ha-ha.
Like jokes wise?
Like their outlook. If they win their game, which is a must win for them, they can either win the division, barely sneak in, or be completely out of the playoffs at 11-5.
So they can be out of the playoffs even with a win
even
against
with
Jacksonville.
A win. That's right.
A win they beat Jacksonville, I should say.
Yes, win they win.
Yeah, there's no chance that, like, I know the NFL's funky, but if there's a lock in the universe right now, it's the Colts against Jacksonville, right? Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Say that to week one.
There's a lock. The Rams will beat the Jets, right? 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 Mm. Dwayne Haskins went unclaimed on waivers. He is a free agent, ex-first-round quarterback, drawing some small interest from Carolina right now. But, ew.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Did you guys see the Bill Belichick quote on Sam Darnold?
No.
It was just very funny.
I would love to hear
Bill Belichick being Bill Belichick saying that Sam Darnold is getting the best coaching that he possibly could get right now.
Oh, I got to look that up.
Little gamesmanship here by Belichick trying to convince the Jets to keep Adam Gase, which there are unconfirmed reports, but some guys on WFAN up in New York said they had it on good authority that after the game, Adam Gase will be flushed and he will no longer be coaching the Jets, which...
There it is.
Thank you. It's sad and... happy all at the same. I'm happy for the Jets fans. I'm sad for the rest of the nation.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just a big day for this show.
All right. Before we get into the mailbag, I want to thank today's sponsor. I'm talking about Hims. Look, 66% of men start to lose their hair by age 35. You know, you got to ask yourself, is that hairline going back? Or any bald spots yet? Because the best way to do something about it is before you're just completely bald. That's, you know, if you want to actually take advantage of science and medicine and research and those things, it's when you start to see it happening that you want to jump on it right away. And 4Hims is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, wellness for men, everything you need. And, you know, the founder of Hims knows that it's sometimes easier to, on those personal things, do doctor visits virtually, online, instead of in person. No more awkward visits or waiting room lines or pharmacy visits. And 4Hims, look, they're helping you with real FDA-approved products to treat hair loss. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. So today, Hims is giving you the best offer yet. If you are not happy with your results after 90 days, they'll give you a full refund. And right now, our listeners can get your first visit absolutely free. You just go to 4hims.com/ballers. That's 4hims.com/ballers. And all prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Remember, that's 4hims.com/ballers.
And for the champions out there.
Oh, yeah.
A reminder, fantasychamps.com seems like a good place to go if you're a fantasy champ.
I am a fantasy champ.
And let me tell you what they're doing right now. They're offering a completely free championship ring of your choice if you buy a trophy or a championship belt. So your league needs a trophy. Your league, yeah, let's just say you need a belt mm-hmm. to wear on your shoulder, but you get a free ring. There are two types. There's the FFL Stunna.
That's my personal favorite.
There's and also the Bling Ring. That is actually my favorite, Mike. So.
And I will, good, look, tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
And I will be getting a Stunna ring with a customized case to celebrate my League of Record victory.
Yeah, I will actually be doing the same. I like the Bling Ring usually, but I've got a lot of those, so I went with the Stunner this year.
I will be buying some black velvet to cover your ring case up with to not remember what happened. But here's the deal. It's simple. Go to fantasychamps.com. Put a trophy or belt in your cart. Put the ring of your choice in your cart. Use the code FREERING. They will give you a free ring. You'll see the discount come off right there at fantasychamps.com. All right, without further ado, we're into the mailbag.
Mailbag.
Mailbag! Yeah! All right, I'll make peace with it eventually, Mike. But probably not.
Will you?
You know,
the best thing,
it won't be easy for me and it won't be quick for me if you continue to blast our Slack channel with the fact that you were the sixth seed and
yes,
the fact that I was the three.
I was going to say that the good thing for you is I will constantly remind you that I won.
And I will constantly pretend that league doesn't exist and that the Dynasty League is the only one that exists. Because that is what we do as fantasy players.
That is. Cope.
We cope. All right. We're into the mailbag today. If you have a question for us, we'll be doing some, like, we got an AMA show coming up, right?
Yeah.
Those are really, really fun.
Yeah, in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Where you can ask questions like, would Jason be funnier if he had hair? Like, that is that's an AMA.
I believe you were asked that question.
I was asked that question.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Because you already maxed out.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it doesn't, hair, weight, it doesn't matter. You can't, I mean, how could I possibly get funnier?
You are, I challenge you with that statement, which means that one of these shows, we're just going to need to slap a wig on you.
Okay.
And see if you're funnier.
But like a really good one.
Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You can't even tell. Like, did you get a new haircut? Where's all those luscious locks coming from?
That would be very...
Did you get new haircuts?
But, you know, like video game style.
A reverse
haircut. You go to the barber and all of a sudden you get a totally different head of hair.
That would be very funny. All right. If you have a question, though, send in your AMA questions. Send in your fantasy questions. TheFantasyFootballers.com. You can also dial the voicemail hotline, 302-464-TFFB. Do we have to clarify the Baby Josh voicemail from yesterday?
Oh, well, we can. Yeah, it's look, we'll clear the air. It turns out it was not Baby Josh. It was a different intern.
Yes, Austin.
It was Austin. Yeah. And look, here's the thing.
We don't train any of our interns to do that, by the way. To celebrate.
Well,
before you win.
I mean, I do. I tell them it's the best way to do it. So if you have a voicemail to taunt one of our interns, use their name.
That's good.
A good point.
You can use their name.
Yeah. All right. Let's start with the voicemail question.
Hey, ballers. Should I keep Stephon Diggs or Jonathan Taylor? It's a half PPR league. I don't lose any picks for keeping them. Thanks, guys.
That's a really good question.
Yeah, it's rough.
My initial reaction is it's going to be Jonathan Taylor because Jonathan Taylor will be drafted, I believe, he will be drafted higher than Stephon Diggs. And usually when you're making these decisions, that's the easiest first frame of reference as you look at, you know, average draft position.
It's not my answer.
But I understand that might not be the right answer because Jonathan Taylor has a lot of question marks. And
quarterback?
Stephon Diggs, I mean, what he answered this year is he is a top five option. He's a weekly stud. He's a PPR machine. He's got upside. He's got floor. He has everything. And with Josh Allen going forward, he has provided security and upside that few can do. So you're keeping...
I will take Diggs. I'll make the Diggs decision.
You like Diggs?
The Diggs-ision?
No. No.
I need to shave my head. All right, Mike, which side do you lean?
That is so brutal. Marlon Mack is not under contract next year. Is that
correct?
Correct?
Naeem Hines is, I believe.
So it will be Taylor and Hines again.
And we assume Phillip Rivers again?
No. I don't. I believe
that, that's a question mark.
Is that
for
a
me.
1 year or a 2 year?
I believe it was a 1 year, but you can vet that.
I'm going to look that up. But we, as of right now, so it's not through the week 17 yet, but Stephon Diggs is the wide receiver 3 on the year in half point. Stephon Diggs has 8 touchdowns. So the fact that you
Stephon
can,
Diggs has probably 1,500 yards, though, right? And 115
yeah,
had, receptions or
yes,
something?
Yes, he has 120 receptions and over 1,400 yards. But, I mean, that's my point, is he's going to be utilized heavily. And he's a top 3 wide receiver right now with only 8 touchdowns.
Okay, so you're saying the 8 is a low number.
Yes.
Gotcha.
For a top 3 wide receiver, that is a low amount of touchdowns. So there's still room to go up.
A low amount of touchdowns, especially considering he got almost half of them this last week. He was, you know, he was on a very slow touchdown pace.
In the last 3 weeks, he has scored half of his touchdowns.
Breaking news.
All right, Dalvin Cook is out this week. Breaking news. Dalvin Cook out of this game. Unexpected family emergency. Had to return to Miami. Will be unavailable to play in the season finale against Detroit.
Oh, I would be running.
Mike Boone.
To get, whoever.
Madison missed last week. So.
Yeah, that's tough. But against Detroit, the running game will be great.
Goodness. Are we doing Mike Boone
I think
championship
it's, I think
week
it's
again?
Mike Boone is the pickup right now.
Do you Madison remember last
is, year? Yeah, oh, I remember. Yeah, he actually, Mike Boone scored last week and almost killed me and Mike by doing so on the goal line. So I think monitor Madison. He's still questionable. He's missed a couple weeks in the last 3. So, but Mike Boone is the next man up.
Yeah, right now he is.
Yeah, yeah. So Detroit is,
yeah,
a good time. You can do a lot and a half against Detroit.
They might agree to just not play this game.
Just white.
Just
white flag, white towel.
Yeah. And just like,
did they play last game?
That's what I mean. Like, these teams have nothing. They're just like, let's hang out. Maybe they'll have a buffet or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could do that.
Let's meet the 50 for the turkey.
Voicemail question.
Hey, ballers. If you have Justin Herbert on your team in a dynasty league and Russell Wilson, would you think about trying to move on from Russell Wilson for a younger asset right now? Thanks. Love the show.
Yes.
I probably personally wouldn't. I'm not unwilling. Obviously, if you can get a lot, get a haul, especially if it comes with maybe another young quarterback. But in my dynasty leagues, I like to have 2 good options at quarterback. You know, I know you only play one, and if you've got a great option, you got Mahomes, you're not going to bench him. But in a dynasty league, you can't just go to the waiver wire. You can't pick, you know, guys up as easily. And so I like to have more options. And also, I know how great Herbert was, and I believe in him fully. I expect that he is going to be awesome. I did the same thing with Baker after his rookie year. He was unbelievable. In a short period of time, he held the rookie touchdown record, just like Herbert did this year. It's not a guarantee. I believe it. But to me, I would trade Russ if I could get a lot back. If I could get a Joe Burrow plus, you know, running back, wide receiver, fantastic. But otherwise, I want to have 2 good quarterbacks.
I can't disagree with anything you said. I mean, and then you make a good point. I believe in Herbert, but it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, Carson Wentz was an NFL MVP candidate, and it's hard to – like, Russ is so established. He turns 33, I believe, this next year, so he's got a lot of good football left. Good points, Mr. Moore.
Are you talking about the Colts starter, Carson Wentz?
Oh, man. Did you figure the contract out?
No,
I got
distracted.
News. We had the Dalvin Cook situation.
I'll pull that up.
But it
was a 1 year.
Okay. We have more news. LaMichael Perine has tested positive for COVID-19 and is out.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So, and we know Frank Gore's out. So now Ty Johnson is an actual, like, legit start this week.
Hopefully. Contract tracing is going on right now. So because he's a running back, we've seen this. Sometimes that's the room that gets affected by your mask wearing.
That's a good point. All right, here we go. Instagram question. I haven't been able to listen to the podcast lately due to a brand new baby.
Oh, congratulations.
But curious who took home the trophy from your show.
Oh, what a good question.
All of us?
Yes. All of us.
I got the Dino Jr. along with my co-owner. Maybe you've heard of him. Mike the Fantasy Hitman, right?
Hello.
Andy, you got our main Dynasty League. Congratulations. And Mike, our League of Record, which I will say this. All three of us would admit the most important league to us is the League of Record.
Yes.
Agreed. Twitter question. Yo, 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 ballers.
Oh, yo.
Love the show. Thank you for everything you do. Need help at quarterback. Would you play Mitch Trubisky or Matt Ryan with no Julio this week? 4-point touchdown, 1 point per completion. It's tough.
Wait,
I know.
Did he say 1 point per completion?
Yep.
That's a big deal here.
It is.
Yeah, and I would probably go Matt Ryan. I think Calvin Ridley is listed as my number one wide receiver this week.
Calvin Ridley's very good. Calvin Ridley's going to be very interesting this offseason of saying where do you draft him with a not just the factor of Julio Jones' age and his ability to stay healthy, but like right now, just off the top of your head, where is Calvin Ridley? Do you think he's slotting in as in your wide receiver ranks? Top 3 round pick?
Yeah.
Second round pick?
It's tough. I feel like he'll be around my
top 10 wide receiver.
I was going to say he'll be around wide receiver 10.
I think he'll be higher than that for me. The question that popped into my head immediately was Michael Thomas or Calvin Ridley next year.
Ooh, wow.
I mean,
ooh, that's hot.
It's a tough question.
Who are the quarterbacks though?
Well, right. I mean, the quarterback's probably not Drew Brees. So that is where I look at those names and I wonder if Calvin's going to go higher. Calvin is really, really good at football.
Yes, he is.
What he's done, like the Rulio 11 that applies to Matt Ryan does not apply. In fact, it applies the opposite to Calvin Ridley. He's a 120-plus yard guy every single time Julio misses a game. So I'd go Matt Ryan.
I would go Matt Ryan as well. I believe Trubisky has the Green Bay Packers, not a great matchup. So I would, especially if you're getting points per completion.
All right, we do have another voicemail question.
Hey, ballers. So I'm in the second week of my fantasy championship. I have to bench Tyreek Hill because he's not going to be playing this week. Who's the better plug and play, Emmanuel Sanders or Michael Gallup?
I'm going to play Michael Gallup.
Over Manny Sanders, who is the number one option.
Yep, I am. I mean, Emmanuel Sanders does not represent a potential big week at all.
I mean, he's over the last 2 weeks with no Michael Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders is averaging about 80 yards, 4 for 80.
Yep, that's not enough for me.
I would agree that Emmanuel Sanders has the higher floor. I think because of the three-headed trifecta and the good defense of the Giants, Gallup is scary to play. I do agree with Andy, though, that the ceiling, if you wanted a big 100-yard, two-touchdown game, I feel like that's more likely to come from Gallup than an aged Emmanuel Sanders. So this might be one of those situations where you look at your lineup and you say, am I favored? Am I projected to win?
The second year of, or he said it was the second week of the championship. So you're talking cumulative points here.
Right. So even more information, if you're up and you want to secure your existing lead, I would go Emmanuel Sanders. But if you need the home run shot.
What are the Saints playing for this week?
They are playing for position. I believe, is it possible for them to get the number one seed? Has Green Bay locked it? I think it's out. I don't think it's locked, but I do.
I've got it for you. Just a second here.
I think they can get the bye. Just might take a lot of.
The New Orleans Saints have clinched the South in inner week 17 against the Carolina Panthers as the number two seed. They are still alive for the number one seed. Packers hold the head-to-head tiebreaker. So
the Bears have to beat the Packers.
I don't know. I'm on a playoff generator, and if the Saints win and the Bears win, it still has New Orleans as the second seed.
Really?
Yeah.
That is not what I'm seeing.
Oh, that's good.
They have a three-way tiebreaker and would win the number one seed in the event of a Saints win, Packers loss, Seahawks win.
Okay, there you go.
So the Seahawks win is the intangible there. So I didn't realize the Seahawks were still alive for the number one seed. So they actually get the first round bye because there's only one bye. That's really important to note. And there's only if the Packers and Saints lose and the Seahawks win, they've got the bye week.
Crazy.
It is. All right, let's go to a Twitter question here from Brian. Which of these tumultuous rookie running backs has the best outlook for next season? J.K. Dobbins, Cam Akers, or DeAndre Swift?
Oh, that's a great question. Fun names to discuss.
For me, it's J.K. Dobbins, DeAndre Swift, Cam Akers.
Wow. For me, I put Cam Akers number one out of these three because I believe in the offense. I believe in what we saw before he got injured in the running game. We know the quarterback. And I think Cam Akers can be a dominant fantasy option next year if he stays healthy.
Huh.
Then I would go DeAndre Swift, then J.K. Dobbins, in the sense that Dobbins, unfortunately, I don't think is ever going to get the workload. He'll be the man. He'll be the first guy up. And we've seen great performances from Mark Ingram in that timeshare. But he's going to be splitting with Gus or with Lamar Jackson. And Swift, I think, is probably the most talented of the three. But who's the quarterback for the Lions?
Very interesting difference of opinion here, Mike. Where do you weigh in on this? Because to me, the path for Dobbins is very, very clear. And we saw more of Dobbins this year than Akers, but...
Yeah, we've seen more a larger sample size, but we have seen that when Akers is the featured back, it's 20 plus opportunities, you know, 22 opportunities, 32 opportunities, 18 opportunities in the game where he got hurt against the New York Jets. What you are seeing from Dobbins right now, that's what I expect you'll see next year in terms of his opportunities. Dobbins is fantastic. I had Dobbins ranked higher than DeAndre Swift in my just rookie prospect rankings. And then I'm looking at the contract situation. Gus Edwards is currently on a 1 year, so he's a restricted free agent next year. They'll probably bring him back because you'll be able to get Gus Edwards for a lower contract. Mark Ingram is going to be gone. But I think what you're seeing right now, that's what I'm projecting next year for the Ravens' backfield situation.
Yeah, Mark Ingram hasn't even been...
I'm saying, like, I expect Gus will be back. I expect it'll still be a two running back situation, and you have Lamar Jackson poaching touchdowns at the goal line all the time. Jared Goff's not going to steal touchdowns away from Cam Akers when they get to the goal line. So I'm going to rank them Akers, Dobbins, Swift. We were looking at the situation for the Detroit Lions of Marvin Jones is not under contract next year. Kenny Golladay is a free agent next year. Then they can franchise Kenny Golladay, but the Lions have a lot of stuff that they need to figure out.
I don't even know if the Lions bring Matthew Stafford back.
Yeah,
that's would another... be the dumbest thing on the face of the planet for a franchise trying to rebuild, having a franchise quarterback just sitting there that's 33 years old with tons of football left, but you just don't know.
Yeah, those things do happen.
Instagram question, is Keenan Allen a top five wide receiver next season?
Yes.
Yep.
He is for me.
I agree.
I can't imagine he's not. I mean, you have Adams and Diggs are in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
You have Hopkins and Tyreek. So this is where Hopkins and Tyreek are both top five.
Yep. They're locked in. So now the last spot is the question. And I would throw Diggs into this last spot area.
Ahead of Diggs. I'd take over Hopkins.
Yeah, but not – so Tyreek and Davante Adams are – 1 and 2, right? In whatever order,
sure.
You want.
I think Diggs could easily belong at 2. Diggs is the best non-Davante Adams option, I think. I think that's where I'd slot him.
Then you're talking Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen.
Correct.
Metcalf in consideration
for
you?
Yeah, Metcalf is absolutely in consideration there.
Yeah, and then the Julios will circle back. And
yeah, the thing is, if Keenan is not in your initial top five, I don't have a problem with that, but...
Seems like he belongs right there.
But he is easily a top 10. But he would be in my top five. I believe in Justin Herbert, and Keenan Allen's just going to get, he's going to continue to get peppered with targets because he's always open.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you evaluate his season with Herbert and then the absence of Eckler for that portion of the year too? And
that is a fair point.
That would be the only thing that pops into my mind as a question mark around Keenan.
You did see the target share go down.
Justin Jefferson's going to be entering top 10 area too, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah, probably. This is why you got to stick around for the offseason.
Yeah,
people.
It's a fun thought experiment when we haven't done yet,
yes.
Right? Where you're seeing it live. Our heads start to think about it.
There's a three-game stretch here after Austin Eckler came back before Keenan Allen got hurt, taking out the game that he got injured in those three games. Obviously, very, very small sample here. But while he had Herbert, who was on fire at this point, and Eckler in the lineup, it was a 16-game pace of 96 receptions for only 746 yards but 10 touchdowns. So he was used very short, screen game and short route targets. Too little to extrapolate from, but it certainly wasn't the top five Keenan that we saw without Eckler. So maybe that'll end up being the tiebreaker when you're looking at, you know, Michael Thomas or those type of guys.
All right, Instagram question from Mighty Merkley. What are some things that our Dynasty League can do to stay active during the offseason?
First of all, trades are now open.
Yes.
In all Dynasty Leagues. If yours aren't, then open the gates and seize the day.
I thought you were going to say, like, you could play some pickleball or something. But
yeah, sure. I mean, get together. Get IRL with your Dynasty mates.
Yeah, this is the time where, for me, when I'm thinking about Dynasty, I am active, but I am active underground. I'm not making trades right now unless someone comes to me and they blow me away of they're going to give me what I perceive as a great deal for myself. But this is where I'm looking at the research. I'm starting to dive into the rookies. This is our full-time gig, so we don't have time to evaluate college prospects during the NFL season. So this is where we are all catching up, figuring out how I rank the rookies, letting the free agency start of changing the value of how I see players. So I'm in education and evaluation mode right now, which is, to me, that's still active. I mean, you may not perceive me as active inside the league, but this is where you got to do your own evaluations and figuring that stuff out. So, and then the league will start picking back up probably around March, April.
Yeah, really, from the Super Bowl time until March 1st is a little bit of the quiet zone, but then it gets going pretty quick.
It's the eye of the hurricane.
All right, last one from Instagram. Big Data Brett says, how's your rank determined against other rankers? For instance, when you say that Andy was ranked fourth amongst all rankers, how is that determined?
There is a long and arduous process. You can read an article about it, but essentially what it does, the simplest way to put it, is where we rank players versus where they finish our allocated fantasy points, and then the addition and subtraction. At the end of the year, you have thousands of what's referred to as gap points and lowest
points. I think the simple way to say it is rank is how you perform against a general benchmark consensus. So there's a general ranking every week of where, you know, hundreds of experts, if you combine to their rankings, that's the consensus, and then you're ranked compared to how you perform against the benchmark.
Right.
All right, anything else we need to talk about? Anything else going on? Brooks, how are you doing?
Doing great.
All right. Al, how are you doing?
Doing well.
We got to prep for the Mega 17.
Well, we have the footcast.
Oh.
We have the footcast this afternoon, which you can get a bonus episode every week, which
bonus
is very valuable from, you know, January through June when we're two shows a week. You get an extra.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the perks, many perks, over at jointhefoot.com.
The off-season footcasts are some of my favorite thing every week. We have so much fun on that show. It's almost like a Spitballers podcast, which you can check that out as well.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. So, all right, that'll do it for today's episode. We'll be back with that that breathy Megalodon show tomorrow. Take care, Foot Clan.
Stay safe. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.